Fifth parak of Bechor's third Mishnah. Tzayin ba'ozen Bechor. If a person makes a dent, cuts a piece off of the ear of a Bechor, raise a Yishka Tulamis. Knat shechted forever. This is a knas that they gave to a person who intentionally made a mum. Yeah, the Rabbi Lezer. In other words, he says once you did this, then there's no way, even if it gets another mum, it will be also. Chacham ba'imim. He said, this mum doesn't count, but if you can't make another mum, then you can rely on that mum to shecht it and eat it. There was an old male sheep, had long, straggly hair. They wanted to, the best thing for it would now be to be shecht it. It wasn't worth it for anything else. Some Goyish soldier. Saw them. Saw the animal. Why is this sitting around and nobody's shechting it? That he's a bechor, and we can't shecht it unless it has a mum. So he took out his knife and he made a mum in its ear. He did a service for these Jews. Now they can eat it. But since you didn't request him to do that, he did it on his own initiative. It's permitted. Rashi, Tira, this guy saw, I'm doing a service for the Jews. He went all around and started making mumim on all the Bechoris. Then they asked you. Now, this once they came to recognition that he's going out of his way to do it, that's considered like a shlich of ours. Yeah, and doesn't, and it's, we can't rely on such a mum to eat it. There's another maisa of children playing in the field. They tied the tails of a few sheep to one another. One of the tails got detached. Also permitted. They saw that they were matir and they came and they tied together other tails. Amu Zach Lal called Shula Daita, also Shula Daita Mota. He said that anything which is Ladaito is also Shula Daita Mota.